That the war in Vietnam achieves its greatest distortion. The recent Vietnam moratorium is a reflection of the confusion that exists in America today. Thousands of well-motivated young
people. This is Ray Mosley of United Press International reporting from Rome. Students and police have fought.
This is Sanford Ungary, United Press International in Paris. Thousands of French students took to the Paris streets again tonight to continue their protest.
This is Andrew Hollander, United Press International, Frankfurt. I've just been talking to Daniel Cohn-Bendit, the French leftist student leader who, as a German national, has been banned by the French government from returning to France. Cohn-Bendit.
I knew a man who just sat in his chair, watching the tube every evening. Why all the riots, the grief and despair, when what we have's worth believing? So honest, so true, and so red, white and blue, I'm in trouble. If they puncture our bubble, I knew a student who lived by the sea, spending his days in reflection. All that he studied was useless, for he lived just to make his connection. He might have survived with some help and a better direction, and a lot less rejection.
Less rejection, a bit less rejection.
I could cry.
I could cry
when I think.
When I think
it could have been me.
It could have been me
if I didn't have. Of a substitute wife while waiting to feel their attraction. She needed someone who could make love a double reaction, not a feminist faction.
A little satisfaction, a little satisfaction.
I could cry.
I could cry
when I think. Could have been me,
it could have been me
if I didn't have.